Hello, this is Pastor Steven Anderson from Faith Forward Baptist Church in Tempe, Arizona. Today we're going to go over John chapter 1, verse 3 from the Greek New Testament. I'll go ahead and read it for you in Greek. Panda diaftu eyeneto, ke choris aftu eyeneto ude en oyegonen. And of course, in English, this reads, all things were made by him, and without him was not anything made that was made. So let's go through this word by word. The first word, panda, in this case means all things. Let me explain where the word comes from. The singular form of this that you're going to find in the dictionary is going to be pas. And you'll also see next to it usually pas, pasa, and pan, which are the singular forms of the word all. Okay. Now this ending right here that's on the end of panda, and of course I'm pronouncing it panda, because the taf, whenever it comes after ni, it makes that D sound, okay? Taf usually makes a T sound, but when following the letter ni, it makes a D sound, so it's panda. But that T-A ending should remind you of the chart that we went over when we did the demonstrative pronouns. I think it was lesson 20, and we showed the word the, and the plural neuter form of the was ta, and also this ending comes up a lot with plural neuters. And so this word, pas, pasa, pan, which means all, when it's in its plural form, neuter gender, it becomes panda. So because the word all here is plural, it's translated into English as all things. So panda means all things. Hopefully you caught that T-A ending there. Then the next words are diaftu. Notice the apostrophe after the. That's because it is an abbreviated form of the preposition dia, all right? Dia means by or through. So the reason that it has that apostrophe and why it has lost an alpha is that it gets run together with the following word. So it's just pronounced diaftu, meaning by him. So all things by him, diaftu. Now notice on the word aftu, which means him, that we have this two ending. That should show you right away that this is the singular masculine genitive case. The genitive case often in the singular ends in that u ending. And so the preposition the or dia takes a genitive object. So we have panda diaftu, all things by him. And then the next word is eyeneto. Now, eyeneto is a word that you want to familiarize yourself with because it's very common when you're reading the New Testament. It is a past tense form of the verb yinome. And yinome means to be or to become or to come into being. And yinome is a pretty common verb in the New Testament, but you'll really often see this exact form, eyeneto, and a lot of times it's translated in the King James Bible as it came to pass. It talks about something happening or coming into being or something that came to pass. So when you see the term in the KJV, it came to pass, this is where it's coming from, eyeneto. So that's just a side note on that word so that you'll be familiar with it. But in this case, it means came into being. So what this is saying is panda, all things, the aftu, by him, eyeneto, came into being. So all things came into being by him. So we would translate that into English as all things were made by him. So that's what that first phrase means. Let's move on to the next half of the verse. Ke choris aftu. Ke means and, of course. Choris is the preposition without. And aftu, same word we just saw, means him, and it's in genitive case because it's following a preposition that requires the genitive case, choris. And choris means without. So this means and without him, ke choris aftu. And without him, eyeneto. What does eyeneto mean? Came into being. In this case, it's being translated was made. Okay. So what this is saying then is ke choris aftu eyeneto, and without him was made, right? And without him was made, ude en oyegonen. And let's talk about that last part there. First of all, to understand the word ude, Understand that it is a compound made up of two smaller. You see, these two letters by themselves, ou, that is the word not in Greek. So not is a word, obviously, that you're going to read a lot in the Greek New Testament. And that's ou, ouk, ouch. You'll see some other forms of it, but the basis of it is those two letters, ou. And then if we look at the second half of that word, the, that is a conjunction that you're going to see a lot in the Greek New Testament, and it means but or and. So when you put the two together, not and but or and, you come up with pretty much three main translations of outhe. And not, but not, or not even. In this case, it means not even. So what this is saying is, ke choris aftu eyenoto, and without him was made not even one that was made. Let me explain that last part. Ude, not even. En, one, not even one. Now, the word en should remind you of the lesson on counting when we learned all the numbers and we said, you know, ena, dio, tria, tessera, pende. We counted through the numbers. But remember, the word one has some different forms in the Greek New Testament depending upon gender, for example. So you've got this form right here, is, and then you've got mia, and then you've got en, which is what we're dealing with. And this is basically masculine, feminine, and neuter forms of the word one. And we're dealing with the neuter singular here, en, the same one that we use for counting, except when we use the modern Greek counting, it's ena, dio, tria. So when we have the neuter singular of one, it has the impression of one thing. Sort of like when we have the neuter plural of pas. Panda means all things. Well, en here means one thing. So what this means is not even one thing that was made or came into being. Now this word o, it looks a lot like the word the, doesn't it? Because when we learned the three singular nominative forms of the, it's o, e, and to. But notice this one has an accent. The other o that means the doesn't have an accent. And so in this case, the o with the breathing mark and the accent means that or which. So it's that was made. So in English, these two words, eyeneto and yegonen, end up getting the same translation, was made. Because they are both past forms and both passive type forms of the verb yinome. So these are pretty much very similar words and they have the same meaning in English. And they both come from the same root verb. Now, one quick word about the ni on the end of yegonen. This ni on the end is basically optional. So a lot of times you're going to see the word yegone and it has the exact same meaning as yegonen. And the reason why sometimes it has the ni and sometimes it does not have the ni is because when it's followed by a word that starts with a vowel, it has the ni. And when it's followed by a word that starts with a consonant, it doesn't have the ni. Just like in English, we do the same thing with the indefinite article a or an. So if I want to talk about something that starts with a consonant like a car, a truck, a man, I use a. But I add an n when I'm talking about something that starts with a vowel like an apple, an elephant. So it's the same exact thing in English except, or in Greek, we have the letter n, they have the letter ni. Same sound. So this is just added to make it sound better because the word that starts verse 4 is going to start with a vowel. So that should answer all your questions about John chapter 1, verse 3. I'll read it for you one more time. Panda di aftu eyeneto, ke choris aftu eyeneto, ude en oyegonen. Without him was made not even one that was made, or without him was not made, or I'm sorry, without him was not anything made that was made, is how it comes across in English. Next lesson, we're going to talk about verse 4. We're just going through John chapter 1, looking at every verse and just trying to address every word in each verse and explaining as much grammar as you can handle as we go along.